Episode 1567, Is Jealousy Interfering with Your Parenting?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy day. I don't know about you, but I am so excited. It is Friday. Yay! We actually made it. I don't know. It has been a really, really, really long week. And you know what? It just feels good that tomorrow I don't have to do anything. Okay, actually, we shouldn't live our lives that way, but that's for another episode. Today is all about confessions of an upset mama. Is jealousy interfering with your parenting? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, deep breath. How unfair is it when your child always runs to the other parent? To you, the relationship appears better than yours. Is jealousy interfering with your parenting? Most parents won't admit that they can become jealous of the other one. But think about it. We get jealous when a coworker or a friend gets something we want, whether it's a job promotion, whether it's a new car, and it doesn't have to be a thing. It can be even a compliment from their spouse. You know, if you're with your girlfriend and their spouse comes up and says, oh man, you are looking mighty sexy today. You're probably sitting there going, I wish my husband would talk to me that way. Come on, be real. It's confession day. Why wouldn't we get jealous when our child wants to spend time with anyone but our own self, right? It's like, hey, what about me? Aren't I your favorite one? Come on. I believe we do get jealous, but we don't really think of it that way. And if we aren't careful, jealousy becomes the given factor which determines how we interact with our child. In fact, it actually can be the main focus of how we make decisions. Think about what you do when your child comes to you and asks for something. Like, you know, spending the night with a friend, an iTunes card, maybe money. Hey, mom, can I borrow the car? How quick do you say yes? And maybe how quick do you say no? Depends on which child it is, the situation. Most of us really want to be the number one in our child's life. Now, you might think that you're looking at this as if, you know, hey, will this fit in our budget? You know, can we afford to give him an iTunes card? Can we afford time-wise to let her go spend the night with her friends over the weekend? You know, will it fit in our schedule? But what about subconsciously? What are we really thinking about? I want my kiddo to know that, I say yes when they ask me for something. I'm the good guy. That's usually what it is, right? I'm the good parent and he or she, your spouse, is the bad parent. Or if you're a single parent, I'm the good parent and yeah, that other one that lives in that other house is the bad parent. I get that you might be thinking, but that's not really how I am. I really want us both to work together, but subconsciously, really, where are you? It's a fallacy of being a human being. We want to be number one, and no one talks about a parent being jealous of another parent. Why? We don't think about it. We don't see it that way. We think that, oh, the children are just trying to work us. Yeah, they are. They're manipulating you, but they're also trying to get you to be their best friend. And relationships change with a parent and a child over time. Now that is for really, truly another episode because we could talk forever about that entity alone. So let's first right now focus on, is jealousy interfering with your parenting? Is it? Because when you tell your child, no, they can't have an iTunes card and they look at you and all of a sudden they're not a puppy dog, but they look like one. Their eyes get all glassy. And it kind of begins to fill up, or their bottom lip quivers, or they just have this look and their head goes slightly to the side, shoulders kind of shrug up and like, and you know it's coming. And before it happens, I guess it'll be all right. I'll go see if we have one. We don't want to hurt their feelings just as much as we don't want them to hurt our feelings. And when we see our child run to the other parent or even the other parent-like figure, it doesn't even have to be another parent. It could be a grandparent. It could be a teacher, a mentor. And it seems like they have a better relationship with your child than you do with your own child. We get a bit defensive, right? We make decisions based on how, quote unquote, happy our children will be when we give them what they want. So is jealousy interfering with your parenting? It's confession day. That answer is most likely, possibly, yes. And if it's a possibly yes, then you might as well say yes. Because I know for me, I don't like it. Always. I've gotten better at it. Our son called yesterday to chat just briefly, but didn't call me, called dad. FaceTimed him, which I love. Don't get me wrong. I want our children to have an incredible, loving relationship with their dad. That is so important. Fathers, we need you. Moms, you're important too. But man, that relationship with the child and the father is huge. And so when my children call their father or they want to talk to them or they want to hang out with him, I absolutely love it. However, I must say that when my son calls my husband and is chatting with him, I'm like standing in the other room. Wait, I think I see my son. I want to go say hi. It's like, I want to be a part of the party. You feel left out. And so I went in the room and I was like, hey, how are you? I've missed you. How are you doing? And it's probably like, oh, there's mom again. And they made a couple little jokes and I'm thought, yeah, okay. I'll get my 2 cents in and then I will leave because he called to talk to dad. For whatever reason, he needed dad at that time. I could tell myself that it wasn't jealousy, but if I need to actually put a finger on it, yeah, I was a little jealous. Why didn't he call me first? I was around. I didn't have 20 interviews yesterday. I only had one. And so I had plenty of time for him, but instead he called dad. So that disappointment sets in, right? You get that. So ultimately, yeah, we're jealous. Now we can reason out why we shouldn't be jealous. Like, yes, I want my son to call his dad. And that makes my heart so happy. I want my daughter to talk to her father because that's an important relationship to have. I want my son to come running to me after school to tell me all of the things that happened. But I also want him to share what he needs to with his father. But we do get our feelings hurt, right? So yes, there is jealousy and it can interfere with your parenting. So if there's any part of you that says, yeah, that could be jealousy, then firm up your foundation with your child. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Firm up your foundation. When you focus on what you are doing as a parent, you won't have time to be jealous of the other parent or the other mentor or the grandparent. You will be focused on what your relationship is, what that foundation is like. Because as your child grows up, remember, your relationship is going to change. You're going to go from being the one who has to give absolutely everything to the child to being the one who is, hopefully, their best friend. And they want to call and hang out with you. And they want to go somewhere with you. Because you have that strong foundation. So you got to firm up the foundation. So what does that look like? Well, number one, you have to communicate admiration in love and respect. They've got to know that you love them regardless. Regardless. No strings attached. And you got to communicate it to them. It's very easy for us to think that our children know how we feel. Let me ask you a really tough question. How many times have you told your child this week that you love them? Honestly. And how many times did you do it just out of habit, meaning they're going off to school and they get out of the car and you, the last thing you say is, have a great day, I love you. Now, I'm not saying that's any less meaningful. However, when you're sitting around after dinner, maybe watching TV or something, or maybe it's reading time together as the family, and you just happen to look over and you say, you know what? I want you to know, I love you. And they look at you like you're some weirdo, like, where'd that come from? How many times have you told your child that you love them this week? And if you're not sure, well, start with yesterday. And you can even start with today. How many times already today have you told your child you love them? You got to communicate admiration and love and respect. You've got to lift them up. Number two, praise the character of your child. And remember, it's the character, not the performance. I'm guilty of this. Oh, you did awesome on your test. Way to go. That's good. It's important that you recognize that they did well on a test. But it's also important that you recognize no matter what happened today, you did incredibly well when it came to preparing for the test. I want you to know how proud I am of you. Your preparation, your diligence, you made time to study, you weren't rushed, you didn't procrastinate. You see the difference? And yes, you can still say way to go if they did awesome on the test, but if they didn't do awesome, you have what to go back to. Well, you know what, Stephen? You did your best, and that's what matters. You prepared. You live and learn from this. Next test, let's make it better. And then if they want to have more conversation, it's like, well, what do you think you can do better to prepare for the test? Not how can you get a better grade? You see the difference? One's based on performance. The other is based on character. So praise the character of your child. And finally, number three, build trust through consistency. No matter what you do, be consistent. If you say you're going to be there, be there. Unless there's a blood or a flood, be there. Now, if you say you're not going to be there, that's fine. Then you don't have to be there. And if you happen to be and you show up, great, it's a surprise. But when we begin to let down our child over and over and over again, where does the trust factor go? In the ditch. They don't believe anything you say, including I love you. So you've got to build the trust through consistency. If you say you're going to do something, follow through. If they do something wrong, follow through. Yeah, I know. We don't like to see those frowns. We don't want to see the floodgates of tears opening up, but you need to follow through. Firm up your foundation. You have been given the most incredible responsibility in this world, and that's to raise up your child, one by one by one. And it's a gift, yet it's a responsibility. And it's not easy, and it hurts sometimes, and it's awesome sometimes. It's an adventure around every corner that you turn, but it's tough. Firm up your foundation when it comes to your children. You don't have to operate within the boundaries of a jealous spirit. It's time that you move beyond that. Communicate admiration, praise the character, and build trust through consistency. I promise you, it will change your relationship with your child. It'll also change your relationship with the other parent, whether you're married to that other parent or not. And that helps because you are a team, married or not, however the connection is, you're a team. You want to start playing on the same team. If you're having difficulty in this, I get it. Five children, I've experienced it. It's crazy, but it's also awesome. I want to come beside you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. If you need some guidance and you're like, I don't even know where to start here, click on that link and that will begin our conversation. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. No, I'm not going to try to get you to sign anything or do anything. I am here to serve you. And when you click on that link, that will begin our conversation. Can you believe May is around the corner? I can't believe it. That means summer is a blink away. I'm so excited. Warmer weather, especially if you all have been up north and you've experienced a horrible, horrible winter and it's been long. And I know the rains haven't been very good. We've had horrible tornadoes. And know that when I see areas devastated, I want you to know that I am praying for those areas. I don't know where every single one of you are, but know that I am praying for the cities that I see out there. Your cries are heard. And I know it gets tough. We can't control the weather, but know that God's got you. So as you move into the weekend, and you begin to enter into a new week, a new season, because school's coming to an end, it's time to really think about how you can build your relationship with your children. What you do for your child counts. It's time to firm up your foundation. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.